bracing for Moscow to make a move. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. The U.S. urging Americans to leave Ukraine as concerns grow over a possible invasion by Russia. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS's Face the Nation.
Look, I'm not going to predict what Vladimir Putin's going to do. All I can do is make sure that we're prepared to respond either way. If Russia wants to continue engaging diplomatically to find a way forward to address their security concerns and our security concerns, we're prepared to do that. If Russia decides instead to take major military action against Ukraine, we're prepared to respond decisively.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham tells ABC's This Week the time to take action against Putin is now.
They're telling us the invasion is imminent, but they're not telling Putin with clarity what happens if you invade. He should be punished now. What I can't get over is that the world is allowing him to do all this without consequence.
President Biden is sending an additional 3,000 troops to Poland to reassure NATO allies. Russia denies planning to invade its neighbor. Police in Canada moving in to arrest the remaining demonstrators who blocked a key border crossing with the U.S. to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Another so-called freedom convoy continues in the capital.
We keep hearing from the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, right? We keep talking and you keep hearing from him where he says he's going into meeting after meeting to try and find a way to move this convoy out. And they're talking about increasing federal resources. Ottawa's under a state of emergency, but when you look around, it sure doesn't look like it. And I can tell you from being on the ground, I've not seen an increased police presence. So that begs the question of when are these truckers going to move if no one's asking them to at this point. Talking to truckers just behind me a few minutes ago said nobody came up in the past several days and even tried to give them a ticket or tried to negotiate with them here on the ground, so they're not planning on going anywhere, and there's more protesters right now than police officers.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The convoy's triggering similar rallies in France, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In less than 3 weeks, the first midterm primaries will get underway in Texas. The Speaker of the House says Democrats plan to hold on to their majorities.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not paying any mind to history that shows the president's party losing seats in off-year elections. On ABC's This Week, Pelosi said a key this year will be Democrats who won seats while former President Trump was in office.
The people who survived in those Trump seats with Trump on the ballot are in very good shape. We take nothing for granted.
Still, the current 10-seat House majority is outnumbered by more than 20 Democrats in the House not seeking re-election. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More states lifting mask mandates as new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations drop sharply.
What the CDC puts out, Sandra, is guidance. They're recommendations on science. The CDC doesn't mandate anything. It's really been up to local governments and to some, in some states, governors to determine when or if people need to wear masks.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis on Fox News Sunday. Less than 4 hours until kickoff for Super Bowl 56 with the Cincinnati Bengals facing the LA Rams. As for the halftime entertainment,
the first Super Bowl this century in Los Angeles will feature California rappers Snoop Dogg and Kendrick Lamar, led by Dr. Dre. The lineup also includes Mary J. Blige and Eminem. The star-studded lineup is a collaboration between Pepsi, the NFL, and Jay-Z's Roc Nation. Dre produced each of these artists and is leading the team.
We're going to put on a fantastic show. Everybody's going to leave here happy and excited about what we're about to do.
The five artists have a combined 43 Grammys and created 19 number one Billboard albums. Michelle Bellino, Fox News.
I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.